Well, dear friends, greetings this morning in the name of our risen and faithful and always with us and present Lord Jesus Christ. It is wonderful to be with you here today as we celebrate 40 years of God's blessings, 40 years of life-changing ministry and work, and 40 years of privilege and responsibility and opportunity that we have had to shape and influence and impact the lives of God's children. I need to start with a confession here this morning. I just have to do it. I love worship. Every time we come together, it's always a good thing. And every time, week in and week out, Sunday after Sunday, every time around God's word and his sacraments, it always warms my heart. But today, I'm finding myself smiling and enjoying this just a little bit more. A little bit more. Look back, look out at some of the old faces from the past faces. That's probably not the best way to say it, all right? The faces from our former students who have grown up and certainly have changed and look a lot different than they used to, as well as some of the faces from our former teaching staff, which has also grown up and look a little different. You're probably thinking the same thing with the guy up front, but that's all right. I'm glad we have name tags. all of the students from the past, all the families coming together. It's just great to see that. 40 years can change a life. 40 years can make a life. 40 years can do all kinds of things for a life in the hands of God who's eternal. As we began planning for this occasion here today, I couldn't help but do a little bit of reflecting. It's been quite a run during this time. I wasn't here when the whole thing started. It's good to see some of those who were, but I've been here for quite some time. Some churches I've known have struggled with having a school. They have, almost to the point of wishing they never had one. Some pastors I've known have done everything they can to keep their churches and schools separate as if they're two different things. That has not been my experience. That has not been our philosophy and approach here, even for a moment. From day one, our school has been nothing more nor less than an extension of the work we've been called and commissioned to do by Jesus, and an opportunity to share in a ministry that has a lasting and eternal impact in the lives of students and families for which our Lord Jesus gave his life. This school has been blessed by this congregation, and this congregation has been blessed by having a school. God's been good. It's hard to gather on a day like this without recognizing some of the people involved. We've done that a little bit with our former principals, and I 3 minutes, whatever. I mean, I know how that works, all right? Let's start with those who made the decision during those years to send your kids to school, to our school. Why don't you stand if you had any children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren who attended our school? Go ahead and stand wherever you are. I just want to acknowledge them. I mean, that's great. Thank you to all of you for entrusting your children to us. Thanks so much. How about on our school board or our parent teams, home and school clubs, STEP, whatever. If you've served in one of those supportive roles over the years, why don't you stand wherever you are? All right, for all your faithful work, all your good work, all your God-honoring work, thank you for all you've given to this place. How about on our staff? Some of the staff, if you've been here on our staff at school in the past 40 years, teachers, aides, administration, principals, I mean, specialties, go ahead and stand up and serving in any of those ways. And just stay standing for just a moment. You folks are the backbone of what we've done. This would not have happened without you. It would not have happened without you. We want to thank you collectively as a congregation for the work, the ministry, the effort and energy and just God-serving efforts that have taken place in these years. And I want to thank you personally. I've had a chance to watch it and live it and see it in your lives. I want to thank you personally for all you've done for this place in the name of Christ. Thank you for your work. Now, I should have said this earlier. I also want to recognize, and I don't want to, why don't you stand if you're part of the team that's helping to pull this together afterwards. A lot of hard work has gone into, and you're going to be seeing, you're going to be seeing visually 40 years of life on this campus when you walk into the fellowship hall, and we're not going to take it down for a few weeks, so you don't have to see it all today, but to those who pulled this together, thank you for that. Now go ahead and stand if you were a student at the school, preschool, elementary, whatever. All right, so to all of you, they're clapping for you because we're really glad you were here. Some of us know it wasn't always that good, so that's okay, you know. But we certainly hope and pray that the time that you've spent here has been impactful for you, not only in your education, enabling you to move on in your life and continue to live out whatever careers you're in, but most importantly for the work that we've done and we've really strived to do to give you that foundation, as Mrs. Rankin shared, that carries you in the world for Jesus Christ. Students, don't forget, you are here for Jesus Christ. Your life is lived for Christ. Don't forget it. We wanted you to learn that. We hope it's sunk in deep. And now I want to say just a word. I've had the privilege over the years of sort of having a foot in both camps, congregation and school. And so I want to, on behalf of the school, say a word of thanks to the congregation for your support, your encouragement, your prayers, your financial support, for the ways in which you've allowed this campus to be what it has for 40 years. I want to thank you as a congregation on behalf of the school for that. This would not have happened without you. So with that, let's thank God for giving us that opportunity to serve in that way. Are you up for more of this? You don't have a choice. I'm going to keep talking. All right. So how about a little quiz? This is a school. All right. I want to give you a little quiz. Look at the front walls for a moment. Now, starting with some of the statistics, some of the numbers. Which one is the correct answer? How many staff members, all inclusive, counting everybody, have served in those 40 years? 127, 194, 230, or 386? The correct answer, 230. All right. All right, here's another one. How many families have been served in those 40 years? If more than one student, we're only counting that student once, how many families? 1265, 1328, 1510, 1686. Correct answer, 1686. Here's another one. How many students have we had on our campus over the years? Individual students, all right? No matter how many years they were here, counting only each student only once. How many students? 1839, 2106, 2282, or 2283? The correct answer, 2282, unless there was one student that was always hiding when we counted, which might well have been the case, all right? FYI, not on the slides today, total enrollment for those 40 years was just shy of 4,500 students. That's a lot of lives impacted for Christ. We also graduated after the first 6 years. Carol described that a little bit when we didn't have a graduating class per se. In those last 34 years, we graduated just shy of 400 students. That's quite a group. A couple more just for fun. How many children were sent to the office because they were feeling sick during school hours? 97, 297, or we lost count after 500? The answer, we lost count after 500. Totally. Next question. How many meetings did Carol Johnson attend in preparation for our school in 1979? 8, 14, 26, or she didn't care because she was responding to God's call? She didn't care how many it took because it was all in service of her Lord. Next question. How many times did Mrs. Torgerson threaten to walk out on her job? 7, 12, 24, or never? Never. She was as dedicated and committed as you'll ever find. Next question. How many times did Mrs. Rankin tell us she wasn't qualified for being our principal before she finally accepted the call? 3, 7, 17. I have no idea because I wouldn't hear it. The answer? I have no idea, because she was gifted and qualified by the one who gifts and qualifies all of us for his service. Thanks for your years. Forty years of Christian education, 40 years of life-changing work, 40 years of ministry that touched hundreds, if not thousands, of lives for Christ. Some have alluded to it already today. This is a mixed bag, I know. I'm sure I'm not the only one. For many of us, even though we are celebrating today what God has done for 40 years, there is an element of sadness in all of this. I think it's good to name it. It was a tough decision to close the elementary portion of our school. There was a lot of hard work leading up to that decision, as well as during this final year that led to that decision to close. And there have been, as I'm sure you can imagine, more than a few occasions when all kinds of questions have been asked looking back. If only we had done this, if only we had tried that, if only this had happened or that had happened or something else had happened, we might still be giving it a run. I think we all know from life and from experience that those after the fact looking back questions don't get us too far. We need to learn and grow and take away from those experiences in life, the lessons offered and learned, but we can't, even as much as we want, ever turn back the clock. This was a hard decision for our leaders. I know one that they didn't take lightly. It came only after a lot of hard work and conversation and prayer. It was also a hard decision for me as the one who was in charge of this place when that decision was made. That can be a heavy weight professionally if we allow it. We all need to be careful as we go through life, and I've certainly learned that, to own what truly is ours and to not own what is not. It was also a hard decision for me personally, not to turn this at all in any way into a personal thing, but it certainly felt that way at times. Mary and I sent our kids here in 1994 when we first arrived. That's turning back the clock. This place and its teaching staff and its all the things that we were in, it was a gift to our family. The foundation that we worked to lay in their lives at home, and Gail, you shared some of the same kind of thing, certainly was reinforced so well in what they learned and lived here at school. We will be forever grateful, and I know I'm not alone in that. It was also hard for me personally because 40 years, as you heard from Carol, my father, along with Carol and some of the others, was instrumental in opening the school. Wouldn't have happened if this without the vision that he and the others brought. And now as his son on the other end here to close what he started, what's been a gift has been tough. This has been a mixed bag, as we've heard, and certainly it's not our focus today, but it's an element that's real. On a different note, and a more positive note, during this last year, a number of people have stepped up and gone above and beyond what they signed on for. And I want to just mention it. Our teachers in this final year have gone the extra mile. mean, our administrative staff that we have this year, made up of some of those teachers, has stepped up in every way and never looked back or complained. It's been inspiring for me to watch. And I want to call out here today one who would not want me to do this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. After serving here for more than 20 years on our teaching staff, and after having retired 2 years ago to begin a new chapter in her life, Lori Vroom has given her time and energy and efforts to ensure that, number one, we gave this last year before we decided to close our best shot, and two, that after the decision was made, to ensure that we finished and ended this year strong. In a few short weeks, she will have followed through and accomplished what she set out to do, and she has done it without being paid. And I will forever be grateful to Lori. Let's thank her for her service. Forty years is quite the history. 40 years is quite the number in the Bible when it comes in a lot of ways in which God's preparation and work took place. A lot of things happened in the Bible that were tied to and connected with the number 40. I won't go through all of them, but I'll mention just a few. You remember, for 40 days, Noah was on the ark during that time when it never stopped raining. The entire earth was flooded. For 40 days, Moses was on Mount Sinai. When he finally came down, he had the Ten Commandments. The nation of Israel was in the desert for 40 years, long enough for an entire generation to die off because they failed to trust in God. For 40 days, the Philistine giant Goliath taunted the Israelite army until finally God intervened and knocked him down with a sling. Three Old Testament kings, David, Solomon, and Joash, the Bible says, found favor with God, and they reigned for 40 years. For 40 days, Elijah fled to Mount Horeb before God spoke to him in that still, small voice. Even Jonah prophesied to the people of the city, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Same thing in the New Testament. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus fasted for 40 days in the desert, during which time he was tempted by the devil. And at the close of his ministry, before he went back into heaven, it was 40 days between Easter and his ascension, a time in the church year we're in right now, in which Jesus appeared to his followers at least 10 different times. In the Bible, it is all over the map, the number 40. It's quite a list, and we touched on just a few. Dare we add another 40 to that list? The 40 years in which God's blessing and wisdom and grace have been passed on and lived out and made known in this place? It's interesting, as you go through the list of 40s in the Bible, there's no one pattern that's the same in each one of them. Some of those times were troubled. They really were. I mean, you dig into the detail of what was happening, and the people involved were being put to the test. It was no fun. Other times, they were joyous. I mean, you look at what was happening in those times, and the people who were there were glad they were there, and they were living them out. It came as a gift. There's no one pattern that was the same in each. They all happened at different times and places to different people and for differing purposes. Each one of those stories in its own way was unique. What wasn't unique to any one of them, and what was the same for all of them, was the fact that they all happened for a purpose beyond the event and the time and the people themselves. And they were all used and directed and carried out by the one who always has the final say. It's been quite a run for us here at St. Timothy's for 40 years. A lot of people have stepped up and served and sacrificed and shared along the way. It's been a collective effort. I am so thankful today for all of the years we've had together, for the chance we've had to know and to serve with so many gifted people. But let's not forget what really has happened during those years. And the bottom line reason we are celebrating today. We're here today because of what God has said and promised to us. We're here today because what God has carried out and accomplished for us. St. Timothy's Lutheran School. St. Timothy's Christian Academy. Call it what you want. Celebrate it by the name you've known and had while you were here. It doesn't matter. What matters after 40 years is that this place for 40 years has belonged to God. This place for 40 years has been used and blessed by God. This is his place. This is his school. And we've been privileged to have had the opportunity to be a part of a work and a master plan that was ultimately his. This school was not Carol Johnson's idea, nor the one she worked with, and she knows it. It was God's. This school didn't start because of a vision my father had more than 40 years ago. And he knew it. It was a vision planted in his heart, their hearts, and their minds by a God who envisioned it from the beginning of time. I remember one of the years in which we were challenged to do somewhat of a reset in what we were doing. Maybe some of you remember, we'd been distracted. We'd allow ourselves to get caught up in things that were finally not our true purpose. Again, I'll confess. The reset we did was rather simple. We called ourselves back to the basics. Reading, writing, arithmetic, those are not the basic three. We called ourselves back to the basic three that are even more basic. And that's what we've been about for 40 years. Love God, love each other, teach the kids. Love God, love each other, teach the kids. For 40 years, that's what we've been doing. And for 40 years, as a result of what God has done, we have been blessed. In closing today, let me offer one final thought. When it comes to the 40s in the Bible, whatever the 40 was, there was always something more powerful that followed. God never uses his 40s for no purpose. They always have a purpose. They always have a story that follows whatever those 40s might have been. It was true for Noah and the flood. It was certainly the case with Moses and the nation of Israel. And for David and Solomon and Joash, for Elijah and Jonah, and even for Christ himself, there was always a purpose and there was always a story that followed. When it comes to our own 40 and to our school, the same will be true. We've heard some of it already. For starters, our preschool is going to continue. The plan is to build it up and make it stronger, and it's going to grow, and we're excited about that. How many more 40s there will be, we don't know. Some of our students' children are already here in our preschool. Will they be there for their children's children? I mean, again, God only knows. Not to turn this into an advertisement, but pass on the word, all right? Talk it up. The same Christ-centered focus and teaching will not stop. We're excited about what God's going to do in the years ahead. And to push it even further, when it comes to the students and the teachers and the families that have walked onto this campus and passed through these doors and taught in this place for the past 40 years, it's even more exciting to think about what God will do in and through their lives in the years ahead. In God's infinite wisdom and foreknowledge, the ripples of the work that happened in this place and in the lives of God's children that have been touched by this place will keep on going out until the day Jesus returns. I can hardly wait to find out in heaven how God has used these 40 years for his glory. There's always a purpose in God's plan, and there will always and forever be a story that follows. For you, for me, for what happened in and through this school, and for this place. 40 years of God's blessing. 40 years of God's grace. Today we thank him for all he's done and for the story in Jesus that never ends. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your grace for these 40 years, for the lives that have been touched, for the knowledge that has been gained, and for the countless ways in which the message of what you have done for us in your Son has been planted and watered and nurtured and grown in the lives of your children. Lord, we give these 40 years to you as you've already given them to us. Take our efforts, take our love, take our failings and our hard work, whatever it might be, take all that we have done and given and use it for the glory of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all you have given and all you have done in us and through us for these 40 years. In Jesus' name, amen.